This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the committee for the appointment of the CBI director. The meeting was held at the Prime Minister's office in New Delhi yesterday. It was attended by Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi. During the meeting, the discussion took place about the appointment of the next CBI director. The meeting comes ahead of the end of the two-year term of incumbent CBI director Praveen Sood on 25th of this month. The appointment of the CBI director is done by the central government on the recommendation of a three-member appointment committee, which is headed by the Prime Minister and comprises the Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha and the Chief Justice of India. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defence preparedness. It has decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is also scheduled to hold a meeting with Chief Secretaries of States through video conferencing on civil defence mock drill today. Our correspondent reports that the civil defence exercise is aimed to assess the operational efficacy and coordination of various civil defence measures. A report.
This exercise aims to assess and enhance the readiness of civil defense mechanisms across all states and union territories. Its primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack. Saklan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation yesterday, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and extended condolences to the families of the victims. He said that targeting civilians is unacceptable and those responsible must be brought to justice through credible, lawful means. He told this to journalists at the UN headquarters in New York ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting to address rising tensions between India and Pakistan. He noted that relations between the two South Asian neighbours were at their highest in years. Mr. Guterres assured that the United Nations is ready to support any initiative that fosters de-escalation, diplomacy and a renewed commitment to peace. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has attached assets worth over 296 crore rupees in a bank fraud case involving Concast Steel and Power Limited and its CMD Sanjay Kumar Sureka. The assets include properties and land in West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand. Sureka allegedly diverted around 6,210 crore rupees in bank loans through shell companies. He was arrested and a prosecution complaint has been filed. The agency is further continuing its investigations in the case. India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. The IPL cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. Both teams received 1 point, but Sunrisers Hyderabad was officially knocked out of playoff contention, while Delhi Capitals stayed fifth. Today, host Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.